One of the Valley's successful independent bookstores, Changing Hands, is in the process of raising money to open a second shop in Phoenix on Camelback Road. Based on almost everything we've heard, brick-and-mortar bookstores are on their way out. But are independent bookstores different and in better shape than their corporate cousins? Peter Osnos wrote a piece earlier this month for The Atlantic. It's called How Indie Bookstores Survived and Thrived. He's founder and editor-at-large for Public Affairs Books and joins me now from New York. Mr. Osnos, thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
How have independent bookstores regained their footing in such a changing market, and how are they doing this year?
Well, they're doing fine. We're all, of course, looking to see what the results are going to be in this Christmas season, which, of course, is a shorter holiday season, is shorter between Thanksgiving and Christmas than it has been in the past. But it's still in a very intense period of consumerism. What we've seen is that the independent bookstore has established itself as a really significant niche in the communities where they are active. And this year, the Publishers Weekly, which is the gospel magazine of the publishing industry, chose it as the Person of the Year, the head of the American Booksellers Association, and Orrin Teicher. And he's obviously been active in all the work that they've been doing to get the independence strengthened. And I had a good long talk with him, and I found very interesting what he had to say.
Well, what did he say about one thing is technology, this feeling that could independent bookstores keep up with the changing to e-books? How has that happened?
Well, the e-book part of the independent bookstore is perhaps, I guess, its least developed sector, and it's finally beginning to take hold. They had a tough time in the beginning of getting an understanding of how to do it and to making sure that people would have the proper devices and so forth, but they now seem to have settled into a groove and are beginning to develop a proper e-book representation through their websites and people using multiple devices and tablets and mobile and so on. And they have a relationship with Kobo, which is one of the e-book device manufacturers, which seems to be going very well. And so there's the beginning of a strong e-book representation.
And how has the shopping local trend helped independent bookstores?
I think that's the big deal. I mean, well, I would guess that would be one of the things that I would focus on. The fact of the matter is that that people like the notion of a bookstore in their community, something that they can identify with. It's a destination. It's become a real significant community asset. And the best of the bookstores, the best of the independent bookstores, have done a wonderful job in expanding what they are. They are not just stores. They're places people want to go to. They have, very often, they have book clubs. They have authors, local authors, and authors from around the country when they can get there. And the result is that they have become a place that every community wants to have, a really fine bookstore with a really good set of booksellers who know what they're doing and can help you guide you to the books you want. And the important thing is technology has enabled them to be much more efficient, keeping track of inventory, reorders, knowing what they have in stock, all those kinds of things, which in the old days, you know, not all that long ago, booksellers tended to use abacuses instead of, and that's no longer the case. They've really begun to catch up with all the technology that you need now to have to be efficient.
As a publisher yourself, what differences, if any, did you notice in dealing with independent bookstores versus Barnes & Noble and when Borders was around?
Well, it really behooves a publisher to start saying, "Well, I think this is really great. These people are terrible, and I don't want to have anything to do with Amazon." So, sure. Each of the channels has their virtues and assets. What the superstores, and let's say Barnes & Noble represents a brick and mortar superstore, what they did was they had substantial selection of books, which was really a wonderful thing for people who wanted to go into a bookstore, browse, and find almost anything they could have. What my sense is about what is really valuable about the local independent is that it is effectively and should be a showroom. A showroom where people can go in and, well, not all the books are going to be there. The people who work there are knowledgeable enough about books, and they'll say, if you want Joe's book, we can get it for you. We can get it for you in 48 hours. But we will never tell you that we can't do it for you. The fact of the matter is that people now need to believe when they go into a store that they're not going to finish their business empty-handed. You know, there was an old thing about booksellers and bookstores. You would tend to think when you heard about a book, you know, I heard about Joe's book. Will I be able to find it? You know, you have to go out and look for it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's no longer the case. Now people assume that you can get a book. You should be able to get a book. And the fact of the matter is that what Amazon and the other online retailers have done is allowed you to get a book instantly.
Indeed.
But what we're trying to do and see, and I think it's very important for the publishing industry, is to have multiple options for people who want to have books. So, because there are people who, let's face it, there are people who want to have the experience of going into a store, of being in the presence of people who are, like them, book lovers and booksellers who have real experience and hands-on ability to guide you towards books. They choose the books that they right. think are most interesting. The key that I've always identified as the way to think about the current universe of how the book publishing industry works
yes.
is the consumer wants to go into a store and get a good book any way they want it. In other words, they want to go into a bookstore and they want to know that they can get the book, printed book if they want to. They can order it as an ebook if that's their choice. They can always feel that the ability to own will immediately convert to the fact of ownership.
Peter Osnos, founder and editor-at-large for Public Affairs Books. He recently wrote a piece for The Atlantic called How Indie Bookstores Survived and Thrived. I apologize for cutting you off, but we need to move on. Mr. Osnos, have a great day.